Another one bites the dust. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another big city newspaper disappeared this week. Okay, a medium city newspaper. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer printed its last issue and has now retreated to the web. Oldest newspaper in town. The online comments range from, "We'll miss you, old friend," to, "Good riddance to another left-wing rag." And of course, this little love note, "My parrot will be sad." You saw a lot of people looking to use the end of the PI as vindication for their worldview, whatever that may be. Which is why the professional press is on the ropes in general, I think. Most paid journalists are about objectively following a good story wherever it leads, but fewer and fewer people are interested in that. There's a shrinking market for news that doesn't follow a political or philosophical agenda. I understand that. People would rather have cheerleaders. Cheerleaders for Wall Street, cheerleaders for spreading democracy, cheerleaders for climate change. Whereas figuring out what's actually true and why it's true is a bore. Of course, the paper is still on the web, but the truth is that even though we now have the ability to browse information anywhere, including the bathroom, I can still browse more information in 60 seconds on paper than 10 minutes online. And the newspaper never reset in the middle of a story, never had to update its operating system. And yes, there were ads, but they didn't tap dance across the article while I was trying to read it. And yes, you could line the parrot cage with it, too. In fact, there are days when I wish I could do that with my computer, except I don't have a parrot. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.